Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is April 8, 2024, and we're going to experience all four types of invocations tonight. So this is a whirlwind tour through the four versions of the invocations that are in the course in my book. One for embodied awakening, one for healing, one for calling in any flavor of energy you want, and one for being a hollow reed for the highest good of others. So we'll cover all four tonight and leave a little time for feedback from folks as well. So we won't go past 90 minutes. It could be less, but we'll just kind of see how things flow. But prepare for 90 just in case. Welcome to you, whether you're live or on the recording. For those who are live, I want to welcome Angela, Carmen, Faye, Marie, James, Mary, Nancy, Rana, Stephanie, and a Zoom user who has not identified themselves. So welcome one and all. And to get started, we're going to set up the container. So I'm going to ask you to relax and close your eyes. My request, as always, when we're doing an energetic event, is to be fully present with me as if you were right here in the room, because you are co-creating the sacred container. There's no spectators here. Everyone's involved. So if at all possible, please give us your full attention. If you need to leave early, that's fine. You can just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they'll happily do that. And then you can sign off if you need to. And all these requests apply whether you're live or on the recording. Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes. I'm going to set up the sacred container, and then we'll get rolling. After I yawn, move in energy. Okay. Pachamama. Mama Kia, Wiracocham, Inti, Quiti, I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my higher self. I call in unconditional love, highest vibration energy that serves highest good, fourth density or higher consciousness on the service to other path. Whatever will make me the best facilitator, please make it so, allies. Thank you. All right, for everybody, we call the following high vibration allies: Spirit Song's higher self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. And we call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please be totally passive. Let the allies create the container. There we go. Thank you. All right, we're good to go. All right, so we're going to kick off, of course, with the Embodied Awakening Invocation, the first of the four we'll be doing tonight, just like we always do it. So this is where you invite your higher self into your human body. You might think of your body like a car. Your ego moves to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. But your ego is the boss, and the higher self only gets to stay with the ego's permission. If at any point your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, then it can instantly think itself back behind the wheel. The higher self is instantly stepping out. It doesn't want to stay if you don't want it there. And so it's all reversible if for any reason you don't like it or change your mind. However, the benefits of embodied awakening are pretty sweet. They include having more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you just have better intuition and just know what to do more easily. And there's also this full body euphoria. So if you'd like to try that on, we're going to use 8 words to invite the higher self into the human body. It'll be just the right amount. You won't get more awakening than you're ready for. But everything's better with awakening. There's literally no downside to it. So if you'd like to invite your higher self in, then in a sec, I'll have you repeat 8 words after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Let's start now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Let the words go, please, and become completely passive. Just relax. The only thing I'd like you to do is be aware of the feeling of the energy coming into your body through the top of your head, if you can feel it. If not, then just feel breath come and go on its own. So use feeling of what's happening if you got it, otherwise, feel your breath. Many of us are starting to feel a shift. While the energy is coming in, these tips will help you be the most passive and to let this embodied awakening lock in as quickly as serves highest good. So while the energy is coming in, please do not use effort or willpower to try to make anything happen. Don't stop anything from happening. Please don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just chill. You're an empty cup being filled. Just let the energy come to you. All you're doing is just noticing where you feel it, and that's it. If you notice you got distracted, that's fine. Just gently return your attention to feeling energy or feeling your breath otherwise. Don't fight or try to change any distractions. Let them be there in the background. Not a problem, but put your attention on the feeling or the breath sensation. And the final nuance is to use the least effort needed to feel what's happening. I'll call this fine-tuning process the minimum effort game. Let's try it now. So, would you please, for a moment, drop to zero effort? just chilling. You're not even trying to feel anything. You're just there. Try that for a minute. As always, every time I tell people to go to zero, a bunch of people pop into embodied awakening. So, if you are there, the following will all be true. Four things: no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, if there's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, if you're peaceful, if all this is holding itself without effort, then you're there. You're in embodied awakening. If you're not, then I'd like you to notice how much effort it takes to feel the energy coming in or to feel your breath. And you can kind of play with the effort level a little bit more, a little bit less. The idea is to find just barely enough effort to feel it. And for some people, that effort level is literally zero. They feel it without even trying. And that's great. Otherwise, just use barely enough effort to feel it. And you'll find that sweet spot. It will attract you like a magnet. And then you just relax into that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel. If you get all the way to embodied awakening, fabulous. Congratulations. If you get partway there, fabulous. Congratulations. Awakening is like a dimmer control. There's all kind of shades of not awake at all to profoundly awake. So even if you move partway up the meter, that's wonderful. We'll take just a moment longer to give people a chance to really allow this embodied awakening to get as strong as serves highest good right now. Most people who don't have an initially strong experience get it because they're trying to make it happen. These invocations are effortless. They delegate all this to the higher self. They just relax while the higher self takes care of everything. So if you haven't gone to full passivity, now's the time. I don't think an ego can awaken itself, but it can request the higher self to come and awaken you on your behalf. Feeling pretty sweet here. We'll leave just a moment longer. Again, if you're in embodied awakening, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. A lot of us in that state, it feels like. All right, so to check the embodied awakening, open your eyes and look around the space you're in. Visually engage. And the question is, if you were in embodied awakening before you opened your eyes, are you still in embodied awakening? And most of the time, the answer is yes. Embodied awakening is designed to stay with you all the time. So you never have to be without it. Okay, let's allow a little bit of feedback. So if you have a question or a comment, unmuting is allowed. So you can just, if you're on the live call, just click that mic icon. Or if you're on a phone, hit star six and chime in with a question or comment. You can also just type in the chat if you prefer. So we'll leave a moment to see if anyone has a question or a comment on the embodied awakening invocation before we jump to the next one. Last call for questions or comments on the embodied awakening invocation. All right, I must have explained it clearly. So we'll turn off unmuting. So next we do the healing invocation. So there's two ways you can do this. This is where you delegate your healing to your higher self, obviously. So first, close your eyes and feel if there's anything in you right now that doesn't feel 100% awesome. It might be some discomfort or pain that's physical or emotional. Anything that feels out of sorts is fair game. for the healing invocation. So just take a moment to see if you've already got something to work on. If not, then I recommend pulling up an old trauma purposefully. This needs to be something that when you remember it still is emotionally painful to remember. Most people have at least one of those. And if you don't already have a pre-existing challenge to work on, then you'll be pulling up one of those. Doesn't have to be the worst thing that ever happened, just something that has emotional charge whenever you think about it, a challenging emotional charge. So decide if you're going to use an existing sensation or something from the past. Alrighty. So if you're going to use an existing, actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to first instruct the folks who need to pull up the past trauma because that's a little bit more technical. And then I'll catch the rest of you folks up who are just working with an existing challenge that's already there in your body or your emotions. Okay, if you're calling up past trauma, just first notice how you feel right now. And it's ideal to be in embodied awakening before you do this. So check to see if you're in embodied awakening. Again, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All right. So now I want you to deliberately bring up the memory of that traumatic event that causes you challenge to remember. Bring the memory back as vividly as you can. In this container, you don't get overwhelmed. It may be intense, it won't be too much. And just hold that memory for a moment and feel it stirring up that emotional challenge. Okay, so now over to the people who already had a challenging emotion or sensation in their body. Just feel it where it is and whichever technique you're doing. I now would like you to notice where in my body is the sensation. It might be in just one spot, it might be spread over a certain range of the body. Just notice where it is. And then give it an intensity number 0 to 10. 10 would be excruciating, nearly overwhelming, and 0 would be it's gone. I can't even find a trace of it. So find that number 0 to 10 on the intensity scale. Good. So now you know where it is, you know what its intensity is. So now we say the healing invocation. Again, this is whether you called up a past trauma deliberately or already had something you're working on. So I invite you to say out loud if you can, or think silently if you must. Maximum healing that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go. And now just feel the challenging sensation. You're fully present with the discomfort. You're right there with it, all merged. The way this works is the ego feels the discomfort, gives it its full attention. But again, you're also going to use the minimum effort needed to feel that discomfort completely. And it can be helpful sometimes to play with the effort level a little bit more until you find that extra effort is not giving you any extra awareness. And then you start dropping your effort level until you start losing awareness of that challenging sensation. Then you go back up. See, just back and forth, find the sweet spot. Again, that's barely enough effort to feel the challenge. And then just hang out there. And your job at that point, while the heavy energy drains out or transmutes to love and light, is just to keep feeling. And to the best of your ability, just focus on that sensation, pure and simple. While you're in this process of healing invocation, don't focus on any thoughts. I'm sorry. Yeah. or any thoughts or feelings. Forgiving, I'm saying that wrong. Feelings you do focus on, you don't focus on thoughts or images. Those can't help you, they'll only distract you. Now, you don't fight them, you allow them to be there in the background. What you resist persists, so you don't fight it. However, you don't focus on it. You notice it's there in the background, it's fine, but you return your attention to sensation. The shamanic axiom is you must feel it to heal it. So just feel sensation. Don't worry about what it is. Don't get into a story. Don't get in your head. The pure sensation can be enough to completely heal something, even if you know nothing about it. So just know that ignorance can support a powerful healing in this way. So let's leave a moment for heavy energy to drain away. While the drainage is happening, if the body wants to do any of the following, any of them are fine, as far as I'm concerned. It's fine to let your body shake or vibrate or tremble. It's fine to cry, make sounds. The body wants to do big motions like foot stomping or arm flailing to move energy, that's fine. So again, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but do let your body move in the way it wants to, if at all possible. But again, some people have feelings that are still and silent. So just whatever it wants to be is fine. Very often, the heavy energy that releases will drain out your hands or your feet, sometimes out your tailbone, occasionally out the top of the head, but it can leave other ways too. Just let it leave if it wants to. That's the normal release of heavy energy. Once in a while, the divine will get in there and it will just change that dark stuff to love and light right where it is and not drain out at all. So if you're finding a transmutation happening, that's also fine. The energy keep moving. Again, your attention is on the discomfort. You're passive otherwise. Your higher self is in there either flushing it out, the heavy energy, or the higher self is transmuting it to love and light. So let's just stay with this awareness for a moment longer. I'm still feeling quite a bit of drainage, so it looks like a lot of folks are still releasing. We'll give you a bit longer. Remember, there's no thought or image that can help you. Keep your attention on the feeling as much as you can. Yeah, I think that's about good for that healing round. If you need a little more time, take it. But I'd now like to open up the feedback again and see if anyone has a question or comment about that healing round we just did. So feel free to unmute yourself if you have a question or comment, or type in the chat. It's like everybody on the live call is actually on Zoom, so hit that mic icon to speak. Or not. Last call for questions or comments on the healing invocation. All righty, we'll move right along then. So next we're going to do the custom invocation, calling in any flavor you want. So now just take a moment, feel your body right now and its energy. And ask yourself, what single flavor of energy do I most want more of right now? Be any kind of energy at all. Take a moment just to decide what you want, energetically speaking. Okay, hopefully you've made a decision. So all invocations follow a basic formula, a template. A template is maximum, fill in the blank, that serves highest good, please. So far, we've plugged in embodied awakening, we've plugged in healing. Now we're going to plug in the specific flavor of energy you're calling in. So, for starters, check your baseline now, see how you feel physically and energetically. Get your current state in your field of awareness. All right. So I'm going to do the leading. When I say fill in the blank, that's where you'll name the specific kind of energy you're calling in. So here we go. Repeat after me, please. Maximum. Fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go and relax. The experience of this can vary if you're clear and open and nothing's in the way. You just feel nice energy coming in and saturating you in a really beautiful way. If you got some blockages that are in the place of where the energy wants to go, the energy might stir them up and flush things away a little bit. That's fine if it happens spontaneously. Stay relaxed, let this energy come in and saturate you. As always, your higher self is watching you very carefully. You'll only bring it in as fast as you can assimilate it. And you may be feeling a really noticeable vibration shift right now. The whole point is to shift your vibration to add the frequency you requested. So let the energy shift. Just kind of feel yourself overall and what's happening energetically. Look, it's about there. Let's leave just a moment longer. Is anyone's not quite done receiving the energy? All right, I think we're there. Once again, feedback is open for folks on the live call. You have a question or comment about the energy you just called in? Love to hear about it. Or you can type in the chat. Last call for questions or comments on this invocation. We may get through this event in record time here. All right, got one more to go. This time we're going to do the hollow reed. So this is where you are a conduit of highest good energy for someone or something else. You can send it to a human, a pet, a situation, whatever you feel like calling it, sending it through. It can be anywhere on the planet or really anywhere at all. So first, take a moment and think about to whom do you want to send energy. If you're just new to this technique, then probably sending it to a single human that you like is a good choice just to learn on. All right, let's send it along. So there's two ways you can do this. One is just to ask for highest good energy, and that's always safe. The way your higher self gets together with the recipient's higher self, and between them, they work out exactly what energy is needed by that person, and it flows over. However, if you have an opinion about what kind of energy you want to send to this person, then you are allowed to specify it. However, I strongly recommend following your invocation request with what I call the karma-free safety clause. And those words are, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better, thank you. Make sure you're on karmically safe ground, not forcing something on someone that doesn't really serve them. Even if it's what your ego thought they needed, your ego may not know. Souls have interesting agendas sometimes that can surprise you. So let's go ahead and do it. So hopefully you've now identified your recipient. And I'll take a moment to decide, are you just going to flow highest good energy only? Which is probably the easiest and safest if you're just starting. Otherwise, ask what kind of energy you're going to flow to that person. Figure that out. All right, let's do it. Repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of name of persons, highest good. Obviously, you want to stick their name in there. Let this be so. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Let the words go and relax. You may notice that energy is now flowing in the top of your head and out the front of your body through one or more chakras. And it's going out to that person you want to send energy to. So your ego relaxes and lets it flow on its own. If the ego has awareness, then it watches the phenomenon of the energy going to the person, if you can perceive it. There's kind of levels of empathic awareness. One is just asking for the hollow reed to flow and actually not feeling a thing, but you just kind of hope it's happening. Some people can feel the energy come into their body, but once it leaves their body, they can't track it. They lose awareness of it. That's fine too. Some people can feel the energy beam going out from them toward the other person, but their awareness doesn't extend as far as the recipient's body. Some people can feel the energy entering and affecting the recipient. And some people feel like they become blended with the recipient and feels like just one big field. Sender, recipient, energy, all just kind of merge together. So Just feel whatever you're feeling in the process. Let it flow just a moment longer. Be really passive. Let your higher self do it. The higher self is tracking all this in real time, and it's constantly adjusting the frequency, the color, the levels it's coming from, any divine beings involved. All that can change fluidly throughout the flow. So just let your higher self manage all this for you. Like we still got some good flow happening. We'll give it just a moment longer. That feels good. All right. So now you've been a conduit for another person's highest good energy. Take a moment and see how you feel and see if you now feel different since you asked to be the conduit for that other person. And if you do feel different, do you feel better or worse? Do you feel drained or vitalized? What's going on? All right, wow. That feels really good. So let's open that one up for feedback. Would love to get at least one person commenting or asking about that one, that hollow read. So the gates are open. You're free to type. You're free to unmute and speak. Have at it. Hi.
Hi, Benjamin. So can we go retroactively, so like let's say my son's birth and send energy there, so the birth trauma he had, could we resolve it that way?
Sure, you can go backward and forward in time.
Okay.
That's a good, but it might also be helpful to do a both and also send it to him now, because now is when he has the problem. So
Okay.
it might be worth, hitting it on both ends and, between the two of them, that might be the way to help with that.
Both at the same time or at different times?
Well, I mean, technically it could all be done at the same time.
Okay.
But it, if you're just getting rolling with this, it's probably simpler to do one or the other. I can imagine
Okay.
allies, please send energy to my present and past son in whatever way was his birth trauma most effectively. And you could just kind of let it all play out over time. That's a little advanced, but the higher self can certainly do that if it wants to. Play with it.
Okay.
Try different ways and see, you'll notice from the feeling you have of how effective it is.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, I hope that's a helpful answer, Deepa.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. We've got some typing. Let me see what Laura said. Thank you, Benjamin. That felt great. Nancy said, I feel somewhat drained after the fourth. What do you suggest to bring my energy up? First, a comment. If you're really being passive, it's unusual to feel drained when you're doing this technology. If you were actively visualizing and sending from your ego, Nancy, that's usually what causes drain, because then your personal reserve of energy is being sent over to that person. That, in my opinion, is not what you want to do. That's almost like martyrdom, and that's not ultimately helping all of us. It's a better strategy, in my opinion, just to be really passive and let your higher self send its energy through you. You become nothing more than a pipeline, a conduit, a hollow reed. And every bit of energy coming through is not your personal energy, it's the divine energy your higher self is sending over. In fact, most people feel energized after doing this. So, in fact, I invite everyone right now to notice, after having done that hollow reed, Do you feel drained as Nancy reports, or do you feel kind of more sparkly and energized? So, if you don't mind just typing in the chat, just feeling, I feel better, or I feel drained, or whatever your actual situation is in the next moment. I'd love to get a little poll on that real quick. So to bring your energy up, Nancy, you could just do a custom invocation. You could say maximum vitality that serves highest good. If there's a particular flavor of energy you want, maximum, I name the flavor of the energy that serves highest good, and just let your higher self fill you back up if you got drained. But in my experience, again, I've been leading these invocations for over 13 years. And usually when a person feels drained, it's normally because they were using effort and sending their personal energy over. When they get the hang of how to be completely passive and let the higher self flow through them, they rarely, if ever, feel drained. So I hope that's helpful, Nancy, and hopefully that's interesting for someone else. Rana said, thank you. That helps me as well. Good. So Nancy got some benefit. And let me feedback on what she's saying. What actually happens when you do hollow read in the manner I describe is two things happen. One is you are the conduit for the recipient. And simultaneously, because you're flowing highest good energy, you are simultaneously receiving your own stream of energy from the divine. You are instantly rewarded in real time for the service you're giving to that other person. And your highest good energy comes in. And that's why people feel vitalized. A, they're not draining any of their own personal energy out. And B, they're being rewarded with divine energy on the spot. So that's why most people feel better. Jeannie says, the hollow read, does it have to have the words, let this be so? I do not recall that from other events. If I said, let this be so, I didn't mean to. What I thought I said is, please flow the energy through me to for so-and-so's highest good, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. So
You
if I
did
said,
say let it be so.
okay, my bad then. I messed up. My mistake. Maybe I was watching a Star Trek episode or something. Make it so, number one. I don't know. So I apologize for my mistake. Rana says, I feel great. Nancy says, thank you. I felt sparkling and energized after the other three. Good to know. Mary got more energy from the hollow read. Nancy said, thanks. It's helpful. She said, okay, thank you. Yeah, I'm a fallible human. So I really appreciate if I mess up that people let me know. Okay, so that's it. That's all I was planning to cover. And we're only 45 minutes in. So, wait, someone just typed. Let's see. Rana said, I was commenting on the fact we could go back to a birth or a child to change the energy of their birth if they had trauma. That is possible, and it's worth a shot. Yeah, you can do, it's like, almost like doing time travel. Yeah, energy can definitely go back and forth in time. So give it a try, see what happens. Let's open it up for any questions or comments on any of the four invocations. Now, what we did not do tonight, we did not do the next in line healing invocation. That's a variation on it. And we did not do the two-story thought house healing invocation that specifically works on jangly thoughts. However, we do cover those. What I'm doing is we have a three-month cycle on the invocation practice. What we did is all four tonight, just kind of briefly. And we have another event where we only practice variations on the healing invocation. And then there's a third event where we practice the hollow read and the custom invocation more in depth. So I like to do it all three ways to give people ways to learn it in the ways that feel good to them. So, any questions, any comments on any of the invocations? This is your moment.
I have a question.
Okay, Marie.
Comment. My arms got very heavy the last invocation. I mean, once I got up, I'm fine, but like I felt really charged, but then afterwards, like my arms got like sore. That's my comment.
So sore that I think you're saying that they felt unpleasant. Is that correct? In other words, your arms did not feel good.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I mean, they're still like I did a lot big exercise with my arms,
Okay.
like, you know, I was weightlifting.
Right. Were you actually holding your arms? I mean, were your arms just hanging by your sides, or were you doing something with your arms?
They're just by my side. I'm on the bed and they were just by my side. I didn't do anything and I was very passive.
Okay.
And I sent energy to Putin. So I don't know whether there was a lot of, I don't know what happened. I mean, I felt really good. And then when you kind of like ended it, my arms were like sore. I mean,
Well,
I'm
it's
fine now, but I'm just saying, you know, they were
it's
heavy
interesting.
and kind of.
Yeah, it's possible that some energy got sent out your arms to the person, and your arms might not be used to that, so the soreness might be a result of that. That's my best guess.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you brought that up. And again, unusual phenomena are par for the course when you do energy stuff. Very peculiar things can happen, and sometimes it's a one shot and it never happens again. Sometimes it happens for a while, and I've learned not to worry about it too much. I just accept the phenomena, and I take those little growing pains for whatever we're doing. I think Jeannie was briefly unmuted. Jeannie, was there something you wanted to jump in with?
Yeah, I was wondering, I normally don't have trouble thinking of anything, but when we called in what energy we wanted, I was wondering if you could give us some examples. Could you review that really
Oh, yeah.
quickly?
You could call in maximum vitality, maximum mental sharpness, maximum ability to entertain, maximum serenity, maximum awakening, maximum deep sleep if you're going to bed. There's all kinds of things you can
How
ask.
about we have new talents?
You could ask for that, sure.
Okay. Do you have to be specific?
Well, that might reap you a better reward. A higher
Okay.
self would like to know, well, what talent would you like? And again,
Okay.
let me comment also that the most instant effect from a custom invocation is an energetic shift. And that means just change the flavor of energy I'm in. And that can happen pretty much instantaneously. But if you're asking for a talent, that's really shading more into law of attraction work because you're manifesting
Oh.
something into the external world that wasn't there, your ability to have a talent and express it externally.
No,
And
I was thinking of like the IFS, you
okay.
know, when you ask the part, you know, would you like talents to come in? And so just whatever they need comes in, you know,
Right, right.
gifts, talents.
Right. Yeah, you could try it. It's not something I've ever done in the customer context, but I would love for you to try that and tell me if the talents show up.
Okay, I think I like the one the I think you did a general one, whatever I need right now. I don't know. Did
Oh,
you do
highest
that?
good. Yeah.
Oh,
You
okay.
could just
All right.
say custom, you could say maximum highest good energy that serves highest good virtue.
Yeah.
Leave it up
Yeah.
to your higher self exactly what it brings in. That works too.
Okay, that's what I mean. So that'll work perfectly. All right. Thank you, Benjamin.
You're welcome, Jeannie. Great question. All right. Any other questions or comments? Last call. Mary said, thank you so much, Benjamin. You're welcome, Mary. I'm glad you came. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Could we do some energy at the end? I don't know, just ask for highest and best good of everyone and before we sign off.
Oh, we could do the everyone gives and receives at the same time.
Okay.
That's
Soup.
all
I just need a little bit of energy, something. I don't know what. Thank
right,
you.
great suggestion. That's a great idea. Okay, so this is something we've done pretty often in inappropriate context. So we're going to do a hollow read. but this is going to involve everyone on the live call and on the recording at the same time. We all can affect each other through the Akashic records where these events are all held. And you're going to simultaneously flow highest good energy to everybody on the call, whether they're live or on the recording. You don't have to know who they are, but your higher self does. And you're also going to simultaneously receive highest good energy from all those folks at the same time. And if you had to track this with your ego, it would be really hard, but because we're just going to ask for it and chill out and let it happen automatically, it's going to be really easy. There's nothing to keep up with except just relaxing and feeling what's happening. So let's do it. This is fun. Take a moment just to feel how you feel. Feel your body and your energy body. And now repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone on this event, live or on the recording, as I simultaneously receive the highest good energy that they're sending. Let this be so, there's those words, to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, that was a proper use of let this be so, by the way. So now relax and become completely passive. Whether you're live or on the recording, just now the energy is moving, creating a beautiful geometric three-dimensional pattern. And if you just relax completely, you'll find yourself in the middle of this incredible energetic matrix where the energy is flowing so beautifully and effortlessly. It's flowing out from you to everyone. As simultaneously, you're getting highest good energy from everyone else coming into you. And everyone's having the experience. Just relax and just chill out and let the energy move. This tends to be pretty blissful. So just relax and enjoy whatever experience you're having. Yeah, my frequency just shifted pretty strongly. That probably means most other people's did too. Yeah, see if you're in a new vibrational level now. Just relax into it, even if you haven't felt that frequency before. Every awakening is a surprise. Yeah, there was another frequency shift right there. You may now feel more like a being of energy than a being of physical form. Feeling pretty stable. Let's hang out here for just a moment longer. Yeah, now the frequency is being it's soaking into your physical body. So just give it a moment to help raise the vibration of your human self to a new baseline. There's probably an infinite number of these awakenings available. So it just keeps getting better. Always be ready to release the level you're at to be lifted to a new consciousness baseline. Nice. Well done, everybody. All right, let's open it back up for any questions or comments about what we just did. I'd love to get a person or two give me a sense of what their experience just was. With our everybody sending and everybody receiving all at the same time. Jeannie.
Yes, I typed in the chat that that was a lovely ending. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you suggested
And
it.
thank you for tonight. And thank you for tonight. It was great. Thank you.
Great. My pleasure. Rana, hey.
Hi. I felt electricity in my brain, so it was really very interesting.
Ooh, electricity in the brain.
Thank you.
And that felt good.
Yes, very
Excellent.
good.
Okay, because some
Yes.
people hear electricity in the brain, they might
Yes.
get scared. Oh, no.
No, just little things. Just
Oh, good.
yeah, it was interesting. Yeah.
I'm
Thank
so
you.
glad. You're welcome. Nancy typed gorgeous energy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone. Well, that's high praise. See, and Laura said, could you please include the text from that give and receive invocation in the email? I'll try to remember. See, and then Faye said, I always feel more at peace and relaxed when I come to our groups. Thank you, Benjamin, and everyone else. Well, I'm so glad to hear that, Faye. Any other questions or comments? Last call for questions or comments before we wrap up the event. I close the mesa. Oh, I could have closed the mesa already. I forgot. Let me do that. And you're welcome to, Deepa said, thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome to type in the chat while I'm doing this. Pachamama Mama Kia. Wiracocha Inti Kichi. Thank you, allies, for this beautiful event. Thank you for your beautiful support. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this process, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Right. So thank you all very much for being here. Today is April 8, 2024. Tomorrow night, there's a women's healing circle if you're female and want to hang out with Laura and the gang. And then we got events also on Wednesday and Thursday. So plenty going on this week. And hope you all can join us for one or more of those live or on the recording. And as always, thanks for being in the membership. I'm so glad to have all you beautiful folks shining everything up and co-creating these beautiful events with us. So good night and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.